The locker room start and refueling finish belie the busyness in between as Saanich Police Department shared a night shift on social media starting February 1. Const. Nick Murray, Saanich Communications Officer, proffered the online ride along with a platoon as the first real snowfall of the season hit the region. The Saanich Police X account kicked things off with a stop in the locker room and friendly banter before gathering equipment and muster. Where officers not yet on a call talk files of note, intelligence and tactics. The snow is pelting down and the temperature is hovering around -1°C. Most of the members are out responding to calls in their zones, Saanich Police posted on X, with a pertinent photo attached. Members are spread out around Saanich. One writes paperwork at HQ from a daytime arrest, another attends a dispute, another investigates a past assault. Traffic safety unit members patrol the roads, which are becoming increasingly icy. A series of posts before midnight show officers checking the well-being of two individuals in two different calls, at opposite ends of Saanich. Mental health and practical support were offered. The Integrated Mobile Crisis Response Team, IMCRT, attended one of the calls. For 11 hours a day, 7 days a week, IMCRT has a plainclothes police officer, a nurse with mental health expertise, a counselor or social worker and a child and youth worker on call. A traffic safety unit clears the hospital from a day shift call and is immediately dispatched to a hit and run of a fence in the north. In the first 3 hours, officers attended three separate emergency responses, domestic disputes or assault, and by 10 p.m. had three arrests, two for assault and one on outstanding warrants. With that first snowfall starting to come down, icy conditions kept police busy with a vehicle in a ditch, a car into a hydro pole and another driver that scraped a second vehicle. Thankfully no injuries, SPD said, noting fire and ambulance are also called out to such scenes. Past midnight with calls still coming in thick, the account took a side quest to introduce Beacon, the department's operational stress intervention dog. He was donated by Wounded Warrior Canada to help members in the aftermath of critical incidents and to assist with occupational stress injuries. He also supports victims in interviews and when members of the public visit headquarters. The account dips into training, including a video of PSD Bruno, with the Integrated Canine Service that serves Saanich, Victoria and Oak Bay, on the hunt for evidence. When the shift aren't working, often in spare moments they're training and that goes for the four-legged members too. CST. Andrew hid some evidence for PSD Bruno and this is what happened, pic.twitter.com/8quip6d. Saanich Police. At Saanich Police, February 2, 2025. The night winds down with writing reports, a crucial piece of evidence in legal proceedings. There's also a nod to the Greater Victoria Emergency Response Team and a quick trip to aid ambulance after someone injured themselves, with no criminal offense, on Mackenzie Avenue. A shout-out to administrators and dispatchers at ECOM and a visit to refuel and prep for the daytime crew wrap the evening's online ride along. Oh, and they're hiring.